along the Emmaus Road, from Luke 24, hearts burn along the road as he opens to us the scriptures. The two frightened men along the road fleeing Jerusalem after Jesus' death on the cross is a story that may easily sit with us in our everyday life. We are always headed somewhere, to something, or getting away from something. In some cases, we are in fear. Some trips we take may be in hope that the fleeing will take us away from our troubles. Jesus meets the travelers on the road and has a conversation that leads to them befriending a stranger. These new friends decide to spend more time together and go so far as to having dinner together. The relationship leads to a revelation. This new friend is an old friend who, because of their grief and fear, was unrecognizable to them. Jesus has been walking along with them the whole time, and they were not able to see him. In our grief and in our fear, and the pressures from our world, we often lose sight of the one who opens the gate to peace and hope. It is in our self-absorbed lives we miss Jesus walking alongside us in our struggles. Jesus can bring us refreshment and renewal if we can look up, take the focus off what is causing our trial, and see God's open gate of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the open gate of God's righteousness. Jesus walks with us in our time of need. It is hard to open our eyes and see through the tears of our hurts, but Jesus says, "Come to me," an open gate of hope for you, because of God's love for you. In this busy world, we may find it difficult to stop along the road to meet a new friend or to reconnect with an old friend. In a time when we are being warned to stay socially distanced from others in fear of a virus, it is difficult to recognize friends and discern our enemy. Jesus says to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" This is a good question. What do you talk about as you walk along the road of uncertainty? Do you recognize Jesus, or are you filled with fear and anger about the things going on around you? Or like those men, ask Jesus, "Are you the only stranger who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" People know what has been happening, but not everyone is looking to Christ as we walk along the road in a pandemic. Remember, when you walk along the road and your journey is difficult, look to the open gate of Jesus Christ and see God's grace in the love of God's creation. Amen. Let's pray. Mysterious and divine presence, too often our hearts burn within us because our bodies know before our minds that you are here working in us and through us in this world. Open our eyes and help us to recognize you in all places and in all people, for the sake of the one whose presence is never far, Jesus Christ, God's open gate of atonement. Amen.